When I was diagnosed with cancer, it was 2 years ago. So I was actually 56 at the time, September of 2007. So for the last 2 years, I've been pretty much fighting breast cancer.
58-year-old Jane Bauer was in Anchorage visiting her daughter when she was first diagnosed with stage 3 breast cancer. Even though she knew she had a lump, it was her first exam in 5 years.
I had cystic breasts, so I didn't worry about it. I just thought it was another cyst. And then when they did the mammogram, they knew instantly that it was not just a cyst. And it was a fairly good size by the time I had gotten up there.
Bauer recalls how she felt immediately after hearing that she had breast cancer.
I, of course, was devastated. You know, this is something you always hear about everybody else getting. And so I was extremely shocked. I didn't think that ever happened to me.
So what started out as a week-long trip to Anchorage to visit her daughter turned into 2 years of breast cancer treatment.
The first thing they wanted to do for me was chemotherapy. They were hoping that they could shrink the tumor. They based the stages of breast cancer on the size of your tumor and whether it has spread to your lymph nodes. And my tumor had gotten up to 7 centimeters, which is a rather large tumor. And so they wanted to start with chemotherapy in an attempt to shrink it. And unfortunately, I went through that misery, and that's the worst of all the treatment that you get, because literally they're destroying your immune system. And unfortunately, it did not shrink my tumor at all. It didn't work for me.
Bauer then underwent surgery as the next part of her treatment. Her tumor, as well as 23 lymph nodes from underneath her arm, were removed.
Then they told me that my chances of survival would be even better if I went through radiation after that. So I went through radiation, and I did everything.
Although Bauer remained active and positive throughout those 2 years of treatment, she did have to face the possibility of not surviving.
I had to come to terms with my mortality, and it was agonizing because I've always loved life so much. I think the thing that helped me the most was I had never been sedated before, and so when they sedated me for my mastectomy, it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be. You know, 1 minute you're there and then you're gone, and the next thing you know, they're calling your name. So I came to terms with death in that respect. I realized that it's not such a horrible thing. 1 minute you're there, the next you're gone, and the next thing you know, someone's calling your name. I have a very strong faith, and so that helped me come to terms with my mortality.
Bauer is currently in remission, which means cancer is no longer detected in her body, and she hopes she'll stay there. Prior to being diagnosed, while she had cancer, and now after having cancer, Bauer has always immersed herself in physical and mental activity.
When I came home to Wrangell, I've always been a racquetball player, and I've been very fortunate to have a team of girls that I've been playing racquetball with. And I really believe that my being active physically had a lot to do with my recovery.
This summer, Bauer's been kayaking, biking, berry picking, gardening, spending time with friends, and enjoying every moment of it.
I don't take any second for granted anymore. I enjoy every second of life that I have because I love it. And the people in my life. And the blessings that I have. There is an adjustment that happens in your thinking. And I think that it's not all bad having to go through this experience because it's made me appreciate life all the more. And I know that my time has been extended. I don't know for how long. And so every second of my life is full.
Bauer says she's lucky that she survived, given the fact that she let 5 years pass without an exam. And when she was diagnosed, she was already at stage 3. She says most women know of someone who's had breast cancer, but rarely think it'll happen to them.
We spend our whole lives denying our mortality. So it wasn't something that was going to happen to me. I've always been healthy, and I've always been happy, and I've always been busy. And so when they told me the news, it was almost to me like a death sentence. And I'm realizing now that early detection is extremely important if you want to survive it. Unfortunately, I let mine go too long. But I still think that I've been blessed in the fact that, as far as they can tell, I'm in remission. And statistically, they're having better rates of survival. But I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that they're getting better at detecting it earlier. And so it's extremely important that you do what you have to do to protect your life.